This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum, and we're in St. Louis, Missouri at the Crown Park Plaza Hotel, I believe that's what it's called.
Chase Park Plaza Hotel,
thanks. I have with me Robert Hess, our Grandmaster-elect Robert Hess. He tied for second in the U.S. Championship. Hikaru Nakamura won first place. And I'm just going to ask him a few questions. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, you placed second, and you're a wild card. What were your expectations coming into this tournament?
Well, I came here just wanting to get a positive score. You know, I was thinking that probably an even score would be good, but I wanted to get maybe plus one or plus two. But I just really want to get in the top 10 because those got top 10, you know, 6 through 10 got invitation to the Continental Tournament, which would help you qualify for the World Cup. But I guess I got invited to the World Cup just by my performance here, so I don't have to go to that tournament.
Now, you were one of, was it six wild card players? And the other, the others that score well, Ray Robson was also a wild card, and was Josh Friedel?
Josh Friedel was, Alex Shabalov also was, Charles Lawton, and Michael Brooks.
Michael Brooks.
Yeah.
So out of those wild cards, both you and Ray Robson and Josh Friedel performed very well. Is this, are we looking at the future of American chess here?
Well, I'm not really sure. I mean, you know, maybe the older guys had a tough tournament this time around, but, you know, next year, if they do well, we could be saying that, oh, you know, what happened to the young guys? So, you know, it's just 1 year, and hopefully it is, because that means I'll be in good shape for the next few years. But it's definitely, you can definitely see the young players doing better. You know, myself, Josh, and Ray all had, you know, pretty good tournaments. So, and Hikaru is very young, too, so
definitely.
So we have good, promising young talent.
Now, you've earned your Grandmaster title. You earned all the norms.
Yeah.
And are you still working on the rating?
No, after this tournament, I'm probably 2560 PDA, so I'm well over the 2500 needed for the title.
Okay. Now, what are your plans? A lot has been said about your football aspirations, but what do you plan to do in terms of, I know you're going to university, you're graduating.
I'm a junior right now, so after, you know, my senior year, then I'll be going to college. My top choice for now are Yale and Stanford, but we have to see as time goes on if maybe I alter my choices.
Are you going to play any football?
No, absolutely not. You know, I'm not that amazing player. I just play on my high school team, but they find it really interesting that a person who plays chess so competitively would also be interested in, you know, a very physical sport like football.
Now, what has been your secret, if I can call it a secret, to your improvement over the last years?
You know, I've worked with Grandmaster Miron Cheryl for the last 10 years. You know, without him, you know, my time would be so much tougher. You know, I have to thank him for everything. But recently, I've been feeling much more confident in my game. You know, I'm not a theoretical player. I don't like 30 moves of theory. It gets boring to me. I'm more of the innovative style. So I play, you know, sharp edge position tonight, try to outplay my opponents in the middle game. And as of late, I've been playing really sharp in the middle game. And I've been able to score some victories against GMs who normally I'd be, you know, a little more hesitant to play against.
Now, this tournament, was it perhaps your best result?
Oh, it has to be. My opponent, average FIDE-wise, must have been over 15 or something like that, and I got plus four, 6.5. That's for the tournament I played, the GM norm would be 4.5. I scored 2 points higher than the GM norm, so this is definitely my greatest performance ever.
Now, are you going to be playing the Chicago Open?
No, I will not be playing there. I'm actually not sure where my next tournament is, but I'll definitely start preparing for the World Cup in a few months. You know, the knockout tournament, that's going to be really strong, so I'm going to have to start tuning up my openings for that.
Okay. Well, those are the questions I have, and I just wanted to congratulate you once again. I know we played some years ago in the World Open, but you've come a long way since then, and I also want to wish you success in the future.
All right, thank you very much.
This is Daim Shabazz and Chess Drum. We're signing off.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate
it. Did you beat me that game? I can't remember.
I won.
You won?
It wasn't a very good
game. So you have a perfect score lifetime against me.